From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The sagging housing market has gotten a lot of attention these days, but there are also signs that the struggle is spreading into the number two expense for families, cars. As the economy tanks, people are doing everything they can to hang on to their cars longer. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. So, Sam, what's going on?
Well, two things, Alex. The first is that today's cars are built a lot better than they used to be, so they tend to last a lot longer. That's evident when you compare cars in 1966 with today's models. Back then, only a third of the cars were still on the road 13 years later. Today, that number has doubled. But in just the last year, there's been another upward blip in older cars on the road. And I spoke with Automotive Digest's Chuck Parker, and he says the reason for that is simple: the economy.
People are really hunkering down and just saying, oh, wait a minute, you know, we've got credit card bills, we've got kids' tuitions, we've got kids' clothes, all these things are coming about, and they're saying, wait a minute, I think that car doesn't look quite that bad. Let's see if we can hold on to it for a little bit longer.
Now, Parker says that mentality is the primary reason behind sagging new car sales. He estimates a million fewer new cars will be sold in the U.S. this year.
I can't imagine that the automakers feel too happy about this. Is there anyone in that industry that can benefit economically?
Well, there are, of course, the pocketbooks of the car owners who aren't shelling out thousands of dollars on a new car that instantly depreciates in value. But the main benefactors are the car repair shops, obviously, that are seeing more business as people try to extend the life on those older cars. People are writing bigger checks for things like new transmissions and engines problems that in the past may have led them to cash out and buy a new car. A lot of dealers are also catching on to the trend and beginning to heavily advertise and promote their pre-owned lots and services. Service departments. Wholesale auction houses also are doing well, especially as more cars are being repossessed for delinquent payments.
Any parallels here with the mortgage crisis that's going on?
Well, for sure, Alex. The same trend that drove the housing market was also at work in the auto sector. Easy credit fueled the practice of buying a car and then refinancing that debt into a new model only a few years later. The problem is many people got into situations where they owed a lot more than their car was worth, the same thing that's happening to homeowners right now. And as the credit crunch makes loans harder to come by, those car owners with underwater loans, as they're called, are being forced to hang on to their cars longer or face repossession.
So are we going to be seeing a difference in what people drive here in the U.S. with this economic downturn?
Yeah, definitely. And also a difference in how people view cars. It looks like utility is winning out over looking good, especially in the non-luxury car market. People are beginning to value a car more for its ability to get them back and forth to work cheaply than for the image it conveys. So, Alex, it looks like we'll see a lot more proud owners of old beater cars out on the road, especially if they get good gas mileage.
Thanks so much, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.